I very seldom let the emotion of fear enter into my life. I'm curious. I'm excited about things. And with the possibility of meeting lots of very interesting people and the promise of making some money, it's what I needed to do. And it changed my life completely, 100%.
That was how Lori Haight felt in 1974 on a break from her job working for Blue Cross as she walked the docks of the Fisherman's Terminal in Seattle looking to sign on as a deckhand aboard an Alaska-bound troller. 2 years later, she was the skipper of her own boat, fishing part-time out of Juneau. Her life with Harrison Smitty Smith began in 1979. When her career as a professional deckhand aboard yet another boat came to an unexpected end during the middle of the fishing season.
And I wasn't getting along with the captain and there were no fish, so he took me into Pelican and dropped me off. He basically fired me. And Smitty had a lady fishing with him that wasn't strong enough to cut the heads off of the fish. He freezes his fish at sea. So he was firing her.
Haight signed on aboard the Sea Miner with Smith, and they remained partners for the next 32 years. Haight has recorded her early experiences in fishing in a new memoir, First Time North, A Young Woman's True Alaskan Adventure, which she self-published. She also stitched and bound each copy of the book by hand. Haight is no newcomer to the world of self-published books. She's published 3 previous volumes of Smith's memoirs. She's also just released a collection of his poetry called The Fishing Poet.
It's divided into a couple of different parts, the back or the dark side and the belly and the light side. So some are very light and fun and some are kind of dark and controversial. He didn't hold back.
Smith was prolific and an admirer of the work of Robert Service. As some of that great poet's words are commemorated in Sitka in front of the Pioneer Home, so are Smith's. Here's Haight reading an excerpt of his Mount Fairweather, which is mounted on a bronze plaque in Thompson Harbor.
Here's what it's like on the Fairweather grounds, when the air is crisp and clear. Fishing 40 miles offshore, and the foothills disappear beneath the ocean surface, and all that's left to show is a mountain range, clean and white, solid ice and snow. Knife-edged drifts and shadowed crags, the highest peak of all, is mighty Mount Fairweather, 15,000 plus feet tall. It's looking o'er me in silence, yet it seems to say, this is the place where you belong, and this is where you'll stay.
Haight and Smith fished out of Sitka until 1985, the last year in a 53-foot steel catch called the Aquavit, which they had built. After retiring from fishing, they sailed the Aquavit for several years in the South Pacific. Smith died 8 months ago. Haight says the current owner of the Aquavit will meet her here in Sitka to take some of his ashes to the Fairweather grounds. Haight knows that other stories are being written every day on the fishing grounds in southeast Alaska. She hopes others take advantage of the changes in the publishing trade to contribute to the record of their times.
Everybody has a story, and it's not that hard to self-publish your work, especially nowadays when you can put it all on Kindle books, you know. Write them down.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.